Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kaf. Okay, not the main shir. This one will be Ilu Nishmat.
Chaya Miriam Bat Baruch.
Chaya Miriam Bat Baruch. Let's check his mom. He works out today. Nimud li Ilu Nishmata. Okay. So we're carrying on. Just the very last line of Daf Yutet Amud Bet. So we said yesterday, we talked about the word Begishtam. And in the end of that pasuk, begishtam, it's b'vam and oil mo'ed yurchatzu ma'ayim, when they come to the mo'ed, they wash their feet, wash their hands and their feet, when they won't die, or begishtam and mizbeach, when they approach the mizbeach, l'sharet l'haktir ishe l'Hashem. So the Gemara says, l'haktir ishe Hashem l'ameli. Right, look at Rashi, dichtiv gabe kiddush. Oh, apologize. We're stuck in our tooth here. Okay. Like it says, Dichtib Gabe Kiddush Lameli. Right? Laktir Ishe. Why do we got Laktir Ishe burning the Ktir of Arim? Right? With regards to Kiddush. What do we do that for? Said Gemara says, he says, Pshita de Bai Kiddush. The Hagishat Mizbechi. It's Pashut that you have to have Kiddush. Why? It's not, what's the Kiddush here? You're going to the Mizbeach. So why does it say, L'shret l'aktir shel Hashem. Master Gemara says, Marut, what would we have thought? That Hani, Mili, look at Rashi, the Ba'inan Kiddush Acharit. When will we say that you need to do this Kiddush? I want to point out, it's important to bear in mind, there's a difference between Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, the washing of the hands and feet of the Kohanim, and going to the Mikvah. Okay, they're two different objectives. So we go to the Mikvah because you're Tamei. Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim is because your hands need to be clean for the avodah. So we'll see later on in the Gemara that even if you tamei, the Gemara can ask a question, if you tamei and you went to the mikveh, you have to do Kiddush Adam Raglaim again. Maybe not, maybe the mikveh will sort out the tumah. Kiddush Adam Raglaim, your hands still stay clean. Okay? You've got to bear that in mind, right? They're two different things altogether. So he says, Hani Mili, we might have thought that when do you need Kiddush Adam Raglaim? Only with an avodah that ma'akva kapara. Now we all know now, because we're half experts, that Hekter Evarim is not a kapara, right? Because we learned that even if you never did it, the korban is still a good korban. Remember that? So it's not a ma'akev kapara, right? Aval avodah de lo ma'akev kapara, which is like the Hekter Evarim, we would have thought lo kamash b'lan, that even then, whenever you go to the Mizbeach, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Okay, Ki'at Rav Dimi Amrabi Yochanan, Rav Dimi came to Israel, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right? He said like this. He said, Ilfa, right? He said, by Ilfa. Ilfa's got a question. In Et Yisrael, Ilfa had a kasha. Ledivre ha'omer. Now we finish with this Hector Emarin. Let's go back quickly and refresh what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon, remember? About whether Lina was mo'il le kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The fact that we went through the night, did the Kohen's hands become pasul, right? And did he have to do Kiddush Adam V'raglayim again? Remember we learned if he worked the whole night, he didn't work the whole night, lasted for 10 days, never lasted for 10 days. Rebbe said yes. Night time comes, gone. Ois. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon said no. He said you can work for 10 days in a row, as long as you aren't Mesiach Da'at. That's how Ika, the Mivchan, the test for Kiddush Adam V'raglayim. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon was concerned, was that you're still focusing on your hands are still stayed in a case of remember that with me? Remember
that? Once you go to the bathroom in 10 days,
Right. There was for 10 days, right? And that's why we said there, Steve said it was Guzma, and I gave some other descriptions of what it could have been, right? Exaggeration, like Zim, Guzma, right? So now, so that's what Ilfa's question. So he said, okay, buy Ilfa. Ledivre ha'omer ein linam mo'ele b'kishtav raglayim. Who's that? Rabbi Ben Shimon, right? He said, doesn't make a difference. Ein mo'il, when we said ein mo'il doesn't help, meaning that it doesn't cause it. Mm-hmm. Okay? So who was it? Rabbi Ben Shimon said that night time, just the fact that the night came by. Now also another important point, when is night? Night is after Alot HaShachar. Okay, whereas Alot HaShachar is the end of the day. After the Hashachar, the day begins. It was night goes from Tzedek Kochavim until Alot Hashachar. Why is this important? We see just now halacha about Trumat HaDeshen. Truman Adesha was the very first, that we said in the, that's the Korban we said in the morning, right? Truman Adesha was the first Korban of the day. That was the Kohen would run up the ramp. And we learned the stories, we spoke about the Gemara, there were fights between the young Kohanim. Used to, the Pirchei Kohanim used to argue about who would do it, and a guy got killed. Remember, he got pushed off the ramp, there's a whole, remember that Gemara? And they made it, they do with a lottery. Right, exactly right. How they do paper sword or whatever, something like that. Right? So the Kohanim Tse'irim, the young Kohanim used to run in the morning, was the first job of the day. And they'd go up and they would clean out the Truman Adesh and bring it down to the side of his back, and the whole story of the Truman Adesh. That happened before Alot HaShachar. Okay? It's important to bear that in mind. Have an Alot HaShachar. Okay. So now, so his question of Ilf is as follows. The Divrei HaOmer Ein Linam Wele B'Gdush Adayim V'Raglayim, in other words, that night time doesn't bother us, Me'kior Mahu Shivselu. Now there was this kior in the Beit HaMikdash, and the Kohanim had to wash their hands and their legs from there. Water was sitting in the kior. So the question is, okay, we know that according to Rabbi Shimon, if a Kohen worked the whole night, it wouldn't make a difference, his hands would still be clean. But if the water was left out there the whole night, what would be the story of the water? Would the water be good? We have to chuck the water away. In other words, is Lina Mo'ila salt the water or not? That is his question. Right? Now, and how, what's the basis of his question? What's the sides of the problem? Do we say, Hani Lamai, what's the water for? Le Kiddush Adam Raglaim, to wash his hands and feet. Ah, Kiddush Adam Raglaim, Gufayu lo pasu behu lina. According to Rabbi Shimon, these hands and his feet, if he washes them, don't become Tameh. So therefore, the water there is for him. So if the hands don't become Tameh, then maybe the water also won't become Tameh, just to go after the hands. Or Dilma Kevan de Kiddush Lehu Bechli Sharet Mifsili. Says, no, maybe this water, the kiddush here took place, the water is in a klisharet, right? And a klisharet has a certain element of kedusha. Now look at Rashi quickly, klisharet. The Lord dami le kiddush adam shamayim nigvu. Like, you know, I'm reading out that Rashi actually, because it's very difficult what he means. I saw a little right, no one understands what Rashi is talking about over here. But the question, sorry about that. But the issue here is that maybe because it's in a klisharet, and therefore a klisharet has a higher level of kedusha, and therefore the water should become pasu. Okay? That's the two sides to the discussion. Clear? Alright.
This is the water for washing the hands?
Yeah, the water washing the hands. Right, so the Gemara said like this. Now, that was Rabin came and told us that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned that Ilfeder's question. After Rabin, a second time, Rabin came back again. He said, Ami Rabbi Yermia. Rabbi Yermia said that Ami Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said that Rabbi Yochanan said, Hadar Pashit Ilfa. Ilfa sorted out his problem. No longer a question for Ilfa. Right? Ilfa has worked it out. So now, and how, what was his answer? Ilfa said it straightforward. Kamachloket bezo, kach machloket bezo. Just like there's a machlok between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Shimon with regards to Yadayim, the same machloket applies between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Shimon with regards to the water. And that's the part, that's the answer. Amar lefanav Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna. So now, look at Rashi. Who did he sit in front of? Rashi, look at Rashi there. Amar lefanav Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna. Lifnei Rabbi Yirmiah. You see the Bach puts in there, hey, Lifnei Rabbi Yirmiah. Right? V'kula Rabbi Amarle. Right? So in other words, remember it was Rabbi Yirmiah. When Rabbi came back the second time, he said that Rabbi Yirmiah had said this. So now, when Rabbi Yirmiah said this, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna was standing there and saying to Rabbi Yirmiah, Amar lefanav, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rabbi, meaning Rabbi Yirmiah, Ata Omer Ken? Are you saying that this is the story? That it's exactly the same. Elahachi Amar Rabbi Ami. Right? Because remember, see the Bach changed that there to Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yirmiah quoted Rabbi Ami. You with me? So now he's saying to Rabbi Yirmiah, but Rabbi Yirmiah, you're saying that this is the story. But Rabbi Ami said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei de Ilfa, in the name of Ilfa, Kior Shelo Shaku Mi Ba'erev. We'll explain this in a second. Right, what it means, but imagine this kior, which is still there, hasn't been sunk. We'll explain it in a second. Mekadesh mimenu l'avodat laila. At night, if you come in and then it's already been night, and there's water in this kior, and the kior hasn't been sunk, we'll talk about what it means in a second. You can use the water in the kior for the avodat laila, which is what? Which is the hekterat emarim. Remember, look at Rashi there, I think he mentions it there. Avodat laila, hekter chalavim. Right, the chalev. Remember, they burnt all the stuff at the end of the korban. That's nighttime work. About, but, ulamachar, when you come in the morning, Eino Mekadesh. You can't use that water to be Mekadesh. And this is Ilfa. And this is Ilfa. And this is Ilfa quoting Rabbi Ami. And you, right, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, are telling me that Rabbi Ami, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Ilfa said. And we've got a Masorah here from Rabbi Ami that Ilfa said something completely different. Ilfa said that the water is only good for night, but the following morning it's no good anymore. Let's just stop for a second. This Shaku. I think Rashi mentioned it over here. Shaku says, Shalosh Shaku Babor. That wasn't dropped down into the bowl. We're going to see just now in a second. The Gemara is going to bring an opinion here that I think his name was Ben Katin. Right? There was a problem. This water in the Beit HaMikdash, if it was detached from the mikvah, would become pasul. We're going to see now. It would become pasul. So they obviously the issue of water was a problem in Jerusalem in the Beit HaMikdash. They wouldn't waste water, especially holy water. So they devised a mechanism. Anybody who's been to Ir David, they've told you all about this. They devised this mechanism. Virtually, they had a whole system of how they got water up to the Beit HaMikdash, right? Now with all like these like Ferris wheel type of stories and pulleys and stuff. But then they had another mechanism where they would drop this kior into a mikvah, basically like noshek, you know, like with the water of the mikvah. And then it would become part of the mikvah water. So at night they'd drop it into the mikvah, and in the day they'd pull their pulleys and the cure would come up again. So that's where they saved the water. Have you got a picture there?
Of course.
Wow.
It's like a
pulley
system here. Have you got it? The steam's got it on.
Yeah, the
steam's got it. Okay, let me see it, please. Let me see. I mean, in my mind, I pictured it. Okay.
Very so the water. The next day's cure was from the mikvah?
No, it was the water, the cure was staying in the cure. They take the whole cure and they drop the cure into the mikvah. So it would like stay in the mikvah and it would come out.
So the cure was closed?
I don't know. I think maybe even open. It could be, you have to have like neshika. You can do that like with the mikvah today. You can noshek, you know, you don't have to have, you can have, as long as you've got one bore of 40, you can have water going to there. If you ever see now. So now he says over here, how can you tell me that according to Ilfa, the water is good? Well, I've got a mistake from Ami that the water wasn't good. Couldn't do it for the next day. The Havinan Ba. And he said on that. Okay, can we go?
We're just saying hard work for the
Kohanim. No, Kohanim worked hard, right? You'll see in a second how hard the Kohanim worked. Taka, no, it's not a joke. You'll see literally in a second. Mamach, you've got to have Rachmonis on these people. Right? Vahavinanba, right? Lemachar Eino Mekadesh. Why? So they said, and they asked the Kashi on that. Right, look at their Rashi. The Vabina Ba Kame de Rebbe Ami, Velo Pashat Lan Rebbe Ami. They asked if I remember, and they couldn't answer the question. Lemachar Eino Mekadesh. Why is that? The Lord Sarich Le Kiddush. Maybe he wouldn't need Kiddush the following day. Why? Because you've done the Kiddush for the Natam Avoda. And maybe like Rabbi Ezra ben Shimon, who says if he's working the whole time, right? He wouldn't. If you look at that Rashi, look at Rabbi Ezra ben Shimon, the Lord Pas Le Kiddush. Or Dilma Ifsilu Belina. So look at Rashi there. Or Dilma Ein Re'u Yot Le Kadesh. No longer good. The Ifsilu Belina. Vafil Rabbi Lazar. Maybe Rabbi Lazar would agree with that. The Ein Rebbe Lekin Yubai. Rebbe, it's Pashut, right? Then it's Pashut. Velo Pashitlan. And Rabbi Ami never had an answer. So do you understand what's going on over here? Rav Bishna, was it Rav Yitzchak Bar Bishna, says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, how can it be so clear to you that this is Ilfa Pashut, has got a simple answer? Well, I heard Rabbi Ami being asked this question, and he never had an answer. Okay? Umar ka Pashit le, says, Umar ka Pashit le Mishnah, and for you, it's so Pashut. As far as you're concerned, it's so simple. Right? Got it? Everything clear? Right. So now let's see what's going on. So what's the Toshba? Look here. Ben Kitin Asa Shnei Masar Dad Lekior. Ben Kitin built a kior that had 12 udders, okay, like taps. All right?
Spouts.
Spigots. Okay. Outlets is basically what we're talking about, right? You got a picture of that as well?
No, I assume it's on the base.
Okay. So he had 12 spouts. Look at Rashi there. Why did he have 12? Shemotzin me ma v'aminan b'sele yoma, considered yoma, sheyehu 12 kohanim asukim b'tamid mekachim b'varachat. There were 12 kohanim involved in a korban tamid. It wasn't just like a one-man little job, guy shech. It was the 12 guys. It was a proper operation. It was a team, right?
What was the Korban Tamid? It was like a cow or something.
Korban Tamid was a sheep, no? The keves aichat, the seba bokev, the keves aichat, the seba narbaim. It was a sheep, right? A sheep, and we saw now, if you, anywhere you saw that hakdama to the Torah Chaim, so it was in from 8 days old to 1 year old. Right, that's the keves of the seerim. All they either come when they're young, or they have to be 2 years old to.
From the 8th day into the first birthday.
That's right. I think I just said. Right. Okay. So now. So he says, "Bechtelasad dalekior afhu asa muchni lekior." This is this muchni, this contraption, right? This muchni, right? Look at Rashi. The mafarish hatam galgalim. He made wheels. Shemalino to be galgalim in abor shacharit. In the morning, he lifted up. They wouldn't be passed through the night. Meshakin oto aravit ba'bor. They put into the bor at night. Sheyehu me'mav mechubarin le'mei ha'ma'ayan u'beteila le'inaten. Okay, and therefore you don't have a chinaten. Okay. So my love, that opinion there of Ben Katin, right? This is what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bishna is still talking. Says, oh, maybe not. Sorry, this is a bright. He quotes us bright. Yeah, my love, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's a quote of Rabbi Shimon. Even another Rabbi Shimon who said that you can use it in the morning. Why that we're trying to say this isn't a machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. In fact, he did it. Everybody agrees, right? Even Rabbi Shimon would agree. So he says, "Lo, Rabbi, that's according to Rabbi. Bahamid Reish, that's Rabbi. That's not Rabbi Shimon. But it makes sense. Why? Because we've got a big bright here." And Bahamid Rasha Rabbi Lazar Shimon, the Rasha is definitely Rabbi Lazar Shimon. Therefore, the Sefer, which is this part over here, this Ben Katin, we'll see in a second what the Rasha is, right? Sefer, now Rabbi Lazar Shimon. So, how can you tell me it's Rabbi? And now let's look at what, how's the Rasha, and how do you know that the Rasha is what we know? Now, I'm sure Rashash doesn't tell us that, but I'm almost pretty sure that we learned, just thought about it now, that we had a diagram here once, remember? We had a diagram, a previous diagram, where we saw what the north was. No, we got one. I know we got one here that I've seen already, but I want to just, we had one previously. I want to go back and just tie it in. I know we've got the, but I want to go back to put it into, where is it? We had a diagram. I want to put into context of the Gemara, which we've already learned. Yudalad? Yudalad Amud Aleph. Okay, now, if you go, everyone please go to Yudalev Amud Aleph. Right, Yudalev Amud Aleph. We learned there, we had a machloket there, about, we had a machloket Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. What was considered Safon, do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we said that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he increased the surface area of Safon to be not only immediately north of the Mizbeach, but also west of the Mizbeach. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. That's outside Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Now, bearing that in mind, let's look at the Gemara over here. He says, how do we know that the Reisha is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon? He says like this. The Tanya. Right? Hold on. The Tanya Reisha. Ba'u lo etzel paru. So now the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, he comes to his par. Right? He's going to give his par. Uparo, the Bach puts in there, Uparo, and his Paro, where was it standing? Actually, so this won't draw, but I think we really properly need to get a map up here. Alan, you can arrange one. You're good at that. Will you arrange us one? Like a blow up, like a nice A1 map of the Mizbeach. All right. Right. So it's like this. Yeah, forget it. I'll give it. I'll get it a guild of today. He'll print it for me. Don't worry. I won't tomorrow. Fine. I'll deal with it. Okay. So it says like this. What's going on over here? He arrives and he's got his par. Now where's his par? His par omed beina ulam lamizbeach. Now everybody here, even Rashi's got the drawing. Look at Rashi. You actually look at Rashi. Got a drawing. You've got the ulam, right? The ulam is the entrance to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's where the menorah is and inside Rashi, right? What are you saying? Let me see.
Maybe everyone here has a photograph.
Let's see. Are you a photograph?
Yeah, this is the
Kohen
Gadol.
Let's stand up. Let's see. Okay, brilliant. Well, okay. It's on the other side there. That picture has been. There's a problem with that picture, though. Because that picture is being taken. It doesn't make sense, that picture. Because the Kohen... it's the other way around, you see. It's the wrong way around. It's the wrong way around. That's the what do you call the picture when it's the other way around?
The
negative.
Mirror.
That's the negative of the picture. We'll see why. Because the Kohen Gadol, is the cow is standing, if this is the Ulam, the cow is standing with its head to the south. That's got the cow with the head to the north.
No.
Look at
this picture. Is on the right side is the ulam.
On the right side, that's right. And where's the head in front of you? The head is facing you.
Facing
ulam.
The behind is facing us.
Let me see, Michael. Before I write off stands out as. I apologize. You're right. I thought the head was here. Okay. Right. That's it. Perfect. Okay. Very good. All right. So now, what's going on over here? There's the ulam. Okay. Here's the ulam. Here's the mizbeach. That's north, right? And that's west. Here's the mizbeach. The cow is here, right? And his head is facing south. But the head is facing south. But the face is facing west. See that the cow's got his face to the west, right? And the kohen is standing here. On the east side, and he's doing the smicha on the para, right? So the cow, according to this brighter, is not immediately north of the Mizbeach. It's in Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon's borders of north, right? On the western side of the Mizbeach. Let's look at that. That's the brighter. My love, Rabbi. So he says, yeah, where's the par? He says, Uparo haya omed bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach, rosho le'darom upanav le'marav. His head south, but his face is facing the Mizbeach, the ulam. Now, who's the one who tells you that this area over here between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, right, is still considered north? So obviously the brighter here is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So if the Reisha is him, the Sefer must also be him. The Sefer is talking about the water. And it means that that's the story. The water is also possible at night. You with me? Yeah.
Except for the fact that he says, Shalo Yumei Mav Nifsalim Belina. That's Rabbi.
We say it's not Rabbi. We say it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Who said it is? Because we say in the ratio of the brighter.
But if you actually look at the exact words and not try and tie it.
But the Sefer, we know that the Gemara likes to have the ratio and the Sefer the same person. And the Reish is talking about the cow, and who's the one who gives us that area is Tzafon, not Rebbe.
The
Reish
and the Sefer isn't always.
Not always,
so
but
why
we tried.
Become Nifsalim,
because he says, we wanted to say, according to Ilfa, what was the great answer of Ilfa? That just like there's a machloket with regards to hands, there's a machloket with regards to water. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says the hands don't get tameh. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says that they, and Rabbi says they do. With the water, the same machloket. But yes, Rav. This is Rabbi Yitzchak Barbis' whole question. How can you say that? Rabbi Ami wasn't able to make it so simple. In your mind, it's so simple, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Ami wasn't so simple. You have an answer. And on the contrary, we got this story of Ben Katin. And Ben Katin bought the Buchna. And the whole idea of the Muchina, what was it called? The Muchni. What to save the water. And that brighter must be according to Rabbi Shimon because the Reishi is him. And how do you know the Reishi is him? Because we see now, where's the Kohen standing with his cow? He's standing in the area which according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon is the north. Okay, that's the Gemara up until now, right? Why don't you like that?
Because he says very clearly, the reason he created this Mukhni was Shelo Yumei Mavni Silim Belina. That means he was afraid, like
that's exactly
like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that the words would... No, not like Rebbe, that it wouldn't be...
That's exactly Akasha. So that's why we want to say that it's not the same Machloket. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon only argue on the hands. And maybe on the water, they don't argue. And then Ilfa's answer is wrong. That's Akasha. He's exactly what you're saying. That's the question to Ilfa. Our question, Rabbi Yirmiyah, came to Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Ilfa solved the problem. What was the solving of the problem? The Machloket there is like the Machloket here. But he says, how can it be? Because if the machloket there was a machloket yeah, then why is he building a muchni if it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? You're right. So the first, the answer is, it's not the same machloket. That's exactly his question. Okay. And why? Because our havamina is now that the sefer is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Why? Because the reisha is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So now the Gemara's got two choices. The Gemara can either say, listen, the reisha and the sefer aren't the same like they ever wanted to say. They're not the same. Or they can say that that Reisha is not Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Not that they aren't the same, but that the Seif and the Reisha are the same, but it's not Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. And there's somebody else who agrees with him on the Seifa and differs him on the Reisha, and they're the same person. That's the Gemara's line. I'm going to take it over here now. So that says like this. So, right, so much about the who is that? Rabbi Shimon. And how do we know that? The Tanya, as it's up for me, Kim is back to Fonny, Akulu, which is V. So now let's just go slowly. We've got a couple of opinions here. The first opinion, which we saw in Daf Yudalit as well, was Rabbi Yossi. Right, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What did he say was Tzafon? As far as his Tzafon is concerned, it's the space immediately in front of the Mizbeach to the northern wall. Okay, which is like a narrow area. If you okay, it's not very good here, but imagine there's the Mizbeach. Look at Rashi's drawing. Just an area immediately in front up to the wall. So you're basically left with like a passage there between the Mizbeach and the Ulam on the one side and between the Mizbeach and the Shah Nicanor over here on the other side. Right? Remember Nicanor, the copper gate door story? Nicanor, David was involved in Nicanor. All right. So now, that, who was that? That was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Mosif. He adds. And he says, "Af bein ha'ulam lamizbeach, even the area between the ulam and that which is where, according to our brata, our cow is now standing." Right? So that's why we think it's Rabbi Elazar Shimon. And the brata carries on and says, "Rebbe Mosif." So Rebbe Mosif, where? "Af makom drisat raglei ha'kohanim u'makom drisat raglei Yisrael." Go to the other side of the mizbeach. You've got there. You see what it says? Shah Nicanor in Rashi. See Rashi's diagram, it says Shah Nicanor. There's like a dotted line across Rashi there. Mm-hmm. So the first few amot, I think it was about 3 or 6 amot or 5 amot. I don't remember exactly.
It's just in the video.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I think it was, he says in the video, I think it was the first 5 amot. I think it was the first 5 amot. Just check it out for me. I think it was the first 5 amot. The Yisraelim could come into the Chatzer. And up to that line, was, I think it was 5 amot. I think it was about 2.5 meters, I remember, right? And from there onwards, only the Kohanim.
The viewing gallery.
Right? It wasn't a gallery. On the floor. I walked in. Oh, you mean like a viewing lab? Maybe. Maybe they wanted to do their own shechita.
How could a Zohar do shechita then?
According to Rebbe added this whole area. And therefore he said that there's also, that's the Gemara is telling us. According to Rebbe, the Zohar could do shechita over here.
This line here, which
has
got him.
Yes, that line that Rashi's got. That's the line, that's the cutoff. That's up to there, Yisrael could go in.
What's it called?
He calls it here.
Israel.
Is Rat Yisrael? No, Israel Yisrael is outside this. It's not on here, is it?
Below, between Shah Nicanor and that line.
Is that Shah Yisrael? Oh, really? Israel Nashim is outside. Sorry. Israel Nashim. Okay, that's good. We're hanging very slowly, yeah? All right. So right, so the Tanya said this. So Rebbe adds Mosif Af Makom Aval Mina Chalifot Ulifnim. Look at Chalifot. Go to the other side of the Mizbeach now. Already inside the Ulam, on the sides of the Ulam. Can you see the sides of the Ulam? It says there Beit Chalifot. There's like change rooms there. That's like outside the Ulam, but in already in that space. So in other words, once you're already in that area, Akol Modim Shepasul. Everybody agrees that no one can stand the coin, can't be the nobody, can be the no one, nothing. So now the Gemara is on the assumption that we've just proven that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon adds on that side and Rebbe adds on this side, and therefore our brighter is clearly Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and our cow is standing in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's area, and the ratio is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the safe is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we got a little bit of a problem. So Gemara says, Vetizbara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he. You think that this is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Velo Rebbe, why not Rebbe? Hashta Rebbe ad Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. Well, you were quite happy to tell me that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, right? He's the most, the most machmir, the most limiting. His area of north is only the area immediately in front of the Mizbeach. You were happy that Rebbe would add to his space, meaning towards Shar Nicanor, right? Increase that area to the east. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Lo Mosif. Maybe Rebbe includes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon area as well. In other words, what does Rebbe say? The home is Chatzer. As long as you on the northern part and not the southern part of the Mizbeach, is all kosher. So it could be Rebbe. Robert, you got that? Now, if it's Rebbe, then we've got a problem, because Rebbe says that the water is pasul. Rebbe would say the water is pasul. Why is the water pasul? That's why the hands are pasul. Just the water is pasul. That's why you're going to dunk the water into the mikvah to save the water. And therefore, when that cow was standing there in the ratio, the ratio was Rebbe. Clear, right? This is clear. Right. Maybe Rebbe. When we asked our question, our question was like this. This is what we meant to say. If it was Rebbe, so Rebbe gives us this whole area of space to work with, right? Why stick our cow there in the brighter, right on the other end where the Yisrael can't get to? Stick the cow at the beginning, on the eastern side, and let the Israelim also get there. David called it a spectator gallery. Let everybody see. Why stick the coin so far away? Let the guys who come in to watch get a good view. Makes more sense, right? So the fact that's our question. We agree with you that Rebbe might include that area. But if it was Rebbe, why didn't he stick the cow over here? That's the Gemara's question. I'm leaving out the Rashi because it's taking too long, but that's basically what Rashi says. You know what? You want to look quickly in the Rashi? I don't know how you come in. Look at the Rashi. Just do one Rashi for the sake of doing it. Go all the way down, like into the middle of the wide lines of Rashi there towards the left. He says, ha, right? The Bach makes a change there. He says like this. He says, ha, de shakle le mi Rebbe. Love mishum, right? The kashya, right? The fact that we got a kashya, right? On Rebbe changes that to kashya, right? From Rebbe, love mishum de Rebbe lo machshir bein ulam le mizbeach ulishchitat chata. Not because Rebbe doesn't say that is kashya. We understand Rebbe says that is kashya. Ela achi kashya lad. Kevan de Rebbe nami machshir tzafon shebe mizrach. Since Rebbe also allows you to use the eastern side as long as it's north of the mizbeach. Why stick it all the way down there? Rather, look maybe tzafon ha-mizrachi, samuch l'kizan l'ezrach, put it close to the entrance, taha lav orech ara le'ikru ve'le'echal. Because it's not normal that the guy's going to go all the way so close. Why do they want all the way so close? Keep it there, keep it further back away. So the Gemara says like this. So he says no. He says, this isn't a proof. Why? Because what would be Savi here? Why does he do the avoda so close to the ulam there? Remember, he's going to take the blood and go with that blood into the ulam, right? And sprinkle onto the Mizbeach HaZahav. He says, Mishum Chulshe de Kohen Gadol. We spoke about the Chulshe of the Kohen. Remember, I said to you, the Kohen worked very hard. Here it is. Because of Chulshe de Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, all the work right on him. He was a guy working from morning to night, never stopped for a second. He was going, doing this, that, all the acrobatics, the mikvah, the tovah, the shchita, the up and the down, into the Kodesh HaKodashim outside. So we didn't want to make him walk more than necessary. Hachanami Mishum Chulshe de Kohen Gadol. We just stuck the cow so close, she wouldn't have to walk. But it's not necessarily a proof that it's not Rebbe. So basically, it could be Rebbe. And therefore, we haven't got any real proof that the machloket there is like the machloket. Yeah, the ratio could be Rebbe, the Sefer could be Rebbe, the Halbara could be Rebbe, and we haven't really. So that's why he was so surprised that to Ilfit was Pashut, where in reality it's not so Pashut. And we took about half, three quarters of a shear on this. Okay, let's move. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but it's clear, right? But it's clear, hey? Rabbi Yochanan, Kidesh Rabbi Raglav. Trumat HaDeshen. So now we come to Trumat HaDeshen. I spoke about this earlier on, right? Trumat HaDeshen is the very first avoda in the morning. And remember that Kedusha, it's before Alot HaShachar. Before Amud HaShachar. Okay? Very important to bear that in mind. Lemachar, so the bride says, like Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Kedesh Adav Raglav Trumat HaDeshen Lemachar Eino Tzarich LeKadesh. Now this Lemachar doesn't mean tomorrow. Like as if in Sunday morning he did for Monday morning. Look at if any of you got Likutei Rashi, the Rashi from Yoma, right? Lemachar ein tzarich lekadesh im lo yatsa min amigdash. The first thing he limits it, so long as he hasn't left about amigdash, right? And uh, So the Rashi all the way down the bottom here. And look at the Rashi. Okay. Okay, so we need that Rashi over there. Shekvar kidesh. Somebody help me, I can't find it. Trumat Hadeshin. Go quickly to that Rashi there, Trumat Hadeshin. It's right down to like third from the bottom. The very last word at the end of the line. Dichti verimet Hadeshin b'chol boker. Okay, what about your Hadeshin? Every morning, aya notel machate min hagechalim. He takes a spade full of ashes from the coals. Ha-me'uchalot. Okay, apnimiot. Right in the middle of his bath that are burnt up, burnt coals. And he'd put it on the eastern side of the ramp, but okay, so he'd come down that long ramp, go down the ramp, which is going from north to south, and then go to the eastern side, right, away from the Aaron, from the Ulam. Would be just absorbed, miracle. Every morning it'd be a miracle. He'd put this pile of ash on the floor, be gone. Right? V'hi ha'ita b'chol yom rishona l'chol ha'avodot. Okay? Was the first avoda every single morning. Then mitchilat avodot, look at Rashi there. Shezo tchilat avodat yom haba. You see that? The shita mekubetze changes yom ha'hu to yom haba. Look at the shita there, lamed bet. At the bottom, the big wide lines right at the bottom, third last line, Yom Haba Hasagadatach. Dimnadina Ma Pasladina. Okay, so that's what it means, Yom Haba. In other words, the Yom Hahu is the Yom Haba. It was not tomorrow, but today. In other words, what's going on over here? It's the first avoda of the day, but it's before Amud HaShachar, so it's actually at night.
You don't have to.
But the Rabbi Yochanan tells us that if you did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Trumat Hadeshin, you don't have to do it again when Amud HaShachar, in other words, when the sun rises. Okay? That's very important. So, Shekvar Kiddush Pidach Ma'avra. It's a question now. Leman, who's it according to? Ida Rebbe Ha'amar Paslalina. Rebbe said Paslalina. Right? What do you mean Paslalina? Right? He says not. Now, this was not, right? Look at Rashi there. Very important. Please look at this Rashi here. Ha'amar Paslalina. Velina Ba'amud HaShachar Talia. Night is dependent on Amud HaShachar. In other words, until Amud HaShachar is night. So once, if it's at Amud HaShachar, it's still night. So it should be Pasul. Uchativ Aboke. Right? So that's Rebbe. Right? And either Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. On the other hand, if it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amar, Ein Tzarich Lekadesh, Afilu Mikan, V'Asrayamim. Now here it just tells us that you don't have to do Kiddush V'Yadayim V'Raglayim again for that day, but you would have to do it for tomorrow. This doesn't work for Rabbi Elazar Shimon either, because he doesn't need it anymore. As long as you're not losing concentration and aren't Mesiach Da'at and you aren't leaving the Beit HaMikdash, you can go for 10 days. And Rabbi Yochanan telling us it's only good for that day. That was good for from now until tonight, but not for tomorrow. That's the Gemara's question over here. Right, either Rabbi Hamapsal, either Rabbi Shimon, Afilu Mikal Yosef, Amrabaya, no, Olam Rabbi, Shreddy Rabbi. Now here comes a curveball. It's really Rabbi. Now how does Rabbi? We just said a second ago that Rabbi is Talia Rabbi Shachar. So how can Rabbi say it's okay? Look what he says here. Velina de Rabbananhi. This whole idea of your hands or the water, right, becoming tamei overnight is not really an issur min haTorah. It's just midrabanan. Why? Look at Rashi. Right? Midrabanan. Lina zu she to'il bekiddush. She'en ha'mayim befanainu. Midrabananu. Why is it rabanan? The gazurba. It was a gzaira. She'lo tezalzel belina. That at the night comes, you must even mezalzel with your hands. In other words, don't treat it without any real kavod. Umor de Rebbe. Shekeshehelu lekior min abor. Remember, we saw this buchni, right, when they lifted up to the bor. Mikrot hagever, that's when the rooster would crow, which is just before Lod HaShachar, right? Shu's man chumatadesh. Interesting, huh? You see the connection, right? Krota gever, right? It's Natan la sechvi v'dalachim yom elayla, right? That's the broch we make in the morning. That's the rooster. And he gave la sechvi to the rooster to know day and night. The rooster crows at the turn of night, right? Kamina bepar kamadi yoma de mishum hai purta. For this little bit of time, lo pasla lina bekidush. Even Rebbe, you said, listen, the whole night is no good because you'll be mezalzel, your hands will become dirty, hesechdat, etc., etc. But if it's now, right before the Rosh Hashanah, technically Rosh Hashanah is not going to make a difference because it's such a little bit of time, you won't go into all of that. The law maske insha adatayu, the damik mashkin. Okay. So, my name be Rebbe. Right? Umori, you want to give it, lo paslina. So that is Abaya. Rabbi says no. Lo'olam, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimoni. It's actually Rabbi Shimon. Right? And so watch. So why is Rabbi Yochanan telling us that it's only good for that day? We know Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says it's good even for 10 days. Right? So he says, V'ra'a Rabbi Yochanan devarab. In other words, he agreed with him, but chilat avodah, at the beginning of the avodah, Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what? Rabbi Lazar, Shimon is right in the morning. When a guy starts out the day, he's not going to be having sech da'at. Going to go for his contract, is going to be makpid, and that's fine. But 10 days later on, I don't buy that part of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Kriyashma is Adam Uda Shachar. But we say that Ikdimu, everything that's Mishnah in Brachot, whatever you can do on Uda Shachar, we makd him to Chatzot, right?
Yeah, but technically
it's Adam Uda Shachar. Adam Uda Shachar, because that's when the night ends. Yeah. Right? Exactly. Shkoch. Right? So that's, we've got now the Rabbi Yochanan. We've got Rava Abayu says that it's Rebbe and just Lina Drabana, and that's why in the early morning it's okay. And Rabbi says no, it's Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan just agrees with them on part of the day and not on the rest of the day. Gemara brings a brighter. Meitivei. Here comes the story now of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash in the morning, right? And Mamash, you see this, the Kohanim were zrizim, not just dumb, they were really full of energy. Ra'uhu achiv echav ha-Kohanim she'arad. So now the Kohanim, the other Kohanim, see that this Kohen who got the job, right, however they got the draw to do Trumat HaDeshen, they see him coming down the Kevesh, okay, with his Truma, with his mound, right? Vahein Ratsu Ubau. Doesn't say that they came, they walked, right? They Ratsu Ubau. They ran to him. Miharu, right? Very, very quickly. The kitshu yedehem v'raglim v'nakir. They did kiddush yadav right for themselves. They washed their own hands and legs so they could go and help him. Look at Rashi, it's a long Rashi. But it's, we got, honestly, we never had so many kohanim in our shul, we could skip over this. But I suppose, in deference to all our time, we should invest a little bit of time understanding what they were supposed to be doing. Right, look here. Mi'aru v'kitshu. Lehotzi et ha-deshen sh'makom ha-maracha. To take out these ashes. All the sarkol et ha-forach sh'em sh'mizbech. All that, even put piles up in the middle of the mizbech. V'achitnan ba'ahati, we learned there, heichalu ma'alin ba'afar, gabi tafuach. They make this man in the middle. Ksal ratach, b'kohanim shabdu kolanakeh. What are we thinking about? At first glance, we thought, what's our real kashi on this brighter? That these are kohanim who worked the whole night. They haven't gone to sleep yet. This is the night shift kohanim. And they see the kohen in the morning who's doing his first job, and they now come around and help him. And even though they've been working the whole night, what was the first thing they did? Kiddush Adam Raglai. That's really a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Why do they need to do that? If it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rava, he says that you can get 10 days. If they've been working the whole night, then why do we have to worry about that morning, right? Look here. They were already, their hands were clean. They were Mekutshei Adam Raglai. V'tshichin lachzor, and now they said to repeat it. Now, why? Because it was your offer on the shachar. Shetimashach avodazu ad hayom. V'yifaseh kiddush halina halayla b'nat avodashachar. And the previous kiddush was made in pasu. V'yoyilem kiddush there. And this one will now help them. Shel achar krota gever. Right? So that's akasha aviyava. You wrote sinu b'amikshu. So now we can listen to the follow. Okay, it's a long amud, but this one, it's easier now. We'll fly through this. Everybody get their wings on. We're going to go into flight mode. Okay. Bishlam el Abaya. So Abaya said, no, it's like Rebbe. And we got no problem with Rebbe. Umarim kura gebe atzafu lo pasla lina. Right? Right? Ha mani Rebbe. Because that's easy, because Rebbe says it's only Rabbanan, remember? And early in the morning I've got a problem, and even these Kohanim, etc., we can solve this whole story. Right, now time would pass it. Okay. Ella Lurava. Right, Rabbi says it like Rabbi Shimon. Right? Right, so Rabbi says Rabbi Shimon. Even was Rebbe, but already Mikro gave it outside for Paslina, Amani, Irebi, Paslina. If it was Rebbe, it would be over. You know, Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amar, Afilu Mikan, but Asramim, El Tzrich Lekadesh. So why did they have to now quickly go and redo the Kiddush Rabbi Lahim? So Gemara says, you're right. Lo'olam, nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon. Tachemah Skinan, what are we talking about here? Bechanei Chareti, not Kohanim that had worked the whole night before. There was a Havamin, remember? We thought they'd be working the whole night. They were Mekudash Shadai Raglaim. He says, no. These are Kohanim who hadn't worked the whole night, and they're only arriving in the morning, and that's why they do the Kiddush Shadai Raglaim, and therefore, we haven't got a problem. Okay, let's move. Yibayelei. Now we've got a couple of questions. Yetziah Mahu, a Kohen who leaves the Beit HaMikdash. Shetoil beKiddush Shadai Raglaim. Does he have to now redo Kiddush Shadai Raglaim? The Gemara says, maybe the reason why night time, according to Rabbi Shimon, remember, didn't make it pasul, was why the Lord perished. They never left. They were still, it wasn't Hesech Da'at. They were still focused. Aval Yetzia, the perish, once they leave, Asuchem Masech Da'at, they're now going to lose concentration and lose focus on the things. Maybe their hands, they'll start touching things. So they would have to. Or Dilma, Kevin to be al lachzor, since they know that they're able to come back, with this in their head, they just went out and they can come back straight away. Lo masach, they'd be very concentrating and they'd be focused and they wouldn't come to touch anything and therefore they wouldn't really have to do Kiddush Dei Raglaim again. So just the fact that they left wouldn't be good enough reason to make them do it. Once there's been a brighter, we'll answer a brighter. Tosh, we've got a brighter. Kiddush, Yadav Raglaim, and Itmo. Here's a different story. Remember I said earlier on, there's a difference between mikvah and Kiddush Dei Raglaim. So here they had done Kiddush, Kiddush Adav V'Raglav, and they became Tameh. What does the writer say? Madbilin V'Ein Tzarich L'Kadesh. If they became Tameh, so their hands are still clean, because nothing wrong with Kiddush Adav V'Raglav, they became Tameh, they go to the mikvah, but they're okay. However, Yatsu, if they left, Harei Hein B'Kiddush Atan, they still stay B'Kiddush Atan. There's your answer. So we don't have to worry. The Gemara says, now, Yatsu, the Gemara's whole understanding there is that that brighter, look very quickly at Rashi there. Look at Rashi there, V'nitma'u. Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav V'nitma'u. What became Tameh? Hayadayim. Look at this Rashi, it's important Rashi this. Hayadayim, V'davar she'ein tumatan min haTorah, she'yitameh gufo. Edeba pigul ubenotar. Shunim pesach, shemetamim et adam. It's a gzaira. Chavim gozer, if you touch pigul or you touch notar, your hands become tameh. Only your hands. That's the Gerai Rabbanan. So your whole body is in tameh. So you don't need to go to mikvah because you aren't tameh. But now you're going to do tefillah with your hands. You're going to toivel your hands. It's like, you know, we have today a hands of becheskat sheini the tumah. You familiar with that, anybody? Okay, I'm going to get to that now. All right. We'll get to that. So this bright is only speaking actually about your hands. The Gemara said, look, what do you mean? Yatsu Yadav, look, we aren't asking about if you stuck your hands out. If you're standing here at the gate and you put your hands out. Our question is, look, our question is, our question was, Yatsab kol gufoma. You've already solved your question on if I actually stick my hands out. What if I stick my, if I take a walk outside? That's my question. So he says, okay, I'll answer you from a brighter. Toshma, shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim mekadesh beklisharet bifnim. Right? When do we learn that? Shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Remember our Mishnah, if you go back to our Mishnah, the very first Mishnah of the Perek, I think it's the only Mishnah so far of the Perek, we listed a whole lot of things that you were pasul. Remember? We had shekiru damim zar, an onain, tfulyom, mechusa kippurim, mechusa begadim, and then we had shelo rachatz yadayim v'raglayim. Remember? A guy who hasn't yet done rechitz yadayim v'raglayim, right? He is tameh. So how does he get over the problem? Mekadesh bekli sharet bifnim. He has to wash his hands from a kli sharet inside the Beit HaMikdash. Now, if kiddush bekli sharet b'chutz, if he used a kli sharet outside, or bekli chob if you more, not a kli sharet, just any other kli, and inside he cleans his hands, or shetava b'mei ma'ara, right? Or he did tvila in a mikveh, mei ma'ara here. If you look at Rashi quickly, The Gemara uses the May Ma'ara as an example for, he says, Yashir, you got me the Rashi, it's almost in, it's exactly in line with the actual Gemara itself. Oshtava b'may ma'ara, shehen k'shayu netfila. May ma'ara really means like in a mikvah, right? It's like they fit up caves, I suppose. Ruad in the mayim chayim, even a spring would be good for a mikvah. Ela sherov tfilot b'mayim mechunasi. But why they choose mikvah? Because most tfilas were in mikvahs, right? So if he did like this, how does a guy who isn't rachut shadam raglayim, what's he going to do? He's going to wash his hands with a kli sharet inside the chatzir. Now, if he did it in a kli sharet outside, or did it regularly inside, or went to the mikvah, and then he did his avodah ta psula. Right? And that doesn't help. And so we see that mikvah doesn't help you for kiddush shadam raglayim. They're two different things altogether. Right? So maybe this is our... So now, the Gemara says, okay, what's the reason for that, right? Why is it a pasu? Taime de kiddush be kli sharet pachutz. Ha kiddush bifnim, but had he dad come in originally, done his kiddush inside, and then v'yatza avodata and come back obviously avodata k'shayra. So there's your answer. When do you need kiddush yadayim raglayim with a kli sharet inside when it has never been cleaned yet? And that's from our Mishnah. That would be one of the cases where you'd be pasul for avoda. But if you came in and you did the kiddush, you could then go out. Come back, carry avoda. So what's the problem? The woman says, no, maybe not. Dilma, kidesh bekli sharet pachut seichidami. Maybe talk about a case of, for example, like this, where he didn't do, why is he pasul over here? Not because he did the kli, right? Hold on a second. Dilma, maybe kidesh bekli sharet pachut seichidami, kagon de afik yadav levar the kidesh. Maybe what they mean here is when it says that he was mekadesh b'klisha, well, it wasn't that he went out, but he just stuck his hands out. Aval yatza kol gufo tibaylach. But maybe if he took his whole body out, we still don't have the answer. That brighter only helps us when he stuck his hands out into the tefillah outside. That's why he's pasul. But if he took his whole body out and came back in, we don't know. So the question remains. It would still be a good question. Is that clear? Okay, it's a little bit difficult in the lashon, but okay. I mean, Rav Zid says, Rav Papa, look, let's try and answer this question. We try to remember the question we're trying to ask is, if a Kohen goes out and comes back in, does he have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again? That's a question. It says, Yatzah chutz lemechitzat chomat ha'azara. If he went out of the mechitzot of the chomat ha'azara, remember that picture of Rashi from Amud Aleph, right? This is the Azara, right? So let's say he went out of Shar Nikanor now into Ezrat Nashim. If he went out to for a period of time to wait, ta'un tvila. Im lefi sha'a, but if he just went out for a limited period of time, ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now it's clear that if he went out for a long time and he had to do tvila again, he also had to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Because they don't go together, right? The one doesn't exclude the other. But we're saying that he has to do tefillah and kiddush yadayim raglayim. If he went out only for a short period of time, he only had to do tefillah yadayim raglayim. But we see nonetheless that he has to do kiddush yadayim raglayim if he goes out for a short period of time. That seems to be the answer. The Gemara says, "I'm a lay, right?" So this was Rav Zvid said to Rav Papa. Rav Papa now said to Rav Zvid, "Hachemai." That's not necessarily a proof. Why? Hachemai. What are we talking about in this case? We're talking over here kegon sheyatzal esech raglav. Now, lehesech raglav is a euphemism. It is a euphemism, right? The last time I used euphemism, Robert corrected me and said euphemism is something for good. But I think this is a euphemism, right? Because it's a nas lashon for something which... that's what euphemism is, correctly. That's right. This is a euphemism, just right? So he said like this. Look at Rashi. Lehesech raglav. What's lehesech raglav? Lehesech raglav. Where's the Rashi? Where is it? Under the Ligdolim. Like in other words, he went to make a proper relieve himself. Uchtvatei sefer iktani im nefi sha'at on kiddush. Right? And the sefer, likewise, if he went out just for a moment, sheyatzah la'atil ma'am, that's to relieve himself by urinating. The minimum said, Yoma, mitzvah l'shafshef b'yado. Why does he have to do kiddush yadayim raglayim again if he goes out to urinate? Look at this. In Yom we'll see this. He's got a mitzvah L'shafshef v'yado nitzotzot shagay baglav. The splashes, right, on his feet and hands, he's got to wipe them off. He mustn't walk around with urine splashed all over his body. Right? It's a big problem. That's why we'll get to it in the Masechet. We'll see that in other Masechtas. Shelo yira'e kichrot shifcha. Shufcha. Right? Kichrot shufcha is somebody who's at the breast was cut off and never had a proper, and he was cut off his, and he can't have children. So therefore... Okay, we're going to that now. Right? Lefichach tzarich lekadesh adav raglav. That's why he has to do kiddush, because he has to dirty his hands. Okay? Has to dirty his hands because he's got to wipe off all the splatterings, right? So that is what he's saying. So he said, "Yeah, I mean, this is why." So in other words, Rav Papa says to Rav Zvid, "This is not proof, right? Because my question to you is, in general terms, if a guy just leaves and comes back, you telling me about a case where he went to urinate and he had to dirty his hands. So that's obvious that he has to clean his hands. My question to you is, what about a normal case?" She says, "No, if you write," says Rav Zvid back to Rav Papa, that's before Ashkatuv, she says, "No. That end of the sefer, which goes into detail, is really the same halacha. Just Tani, the bright, the first said, Shahot and the Sha'a, and then explain what it was. V'had of Mefarash." So we haven't really got an answer. He says, "Okay, let's try again. Toshma. Para. With the Para Aduma now. When you come to Shech, the Para Aduma. Rabbi Chibros v'amar, Mekadesh b'kli Sharet b'fnim. That you do the Kiddush Yadayim v'raglayim inside the Azara. V'yotze. And you can go out. Ah, you can go out. Obviously your hands are okay. Because you're now going to go inside, go out, and do the shechita, the paraduma." Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Bachutz. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, even you can do the Kiddush Yadayim outside. V'afilu b'kli chol, as I brought it previously, the Kohanim couldn't do b'kli chol or outside in the kli shara, right? Remember that? Previous brata. But yeah, with Rabbi Yochanan says, with the paraduma they can. V'afilu b'mekeidah shel cheres. If you're going to Likutei Rashi, he brings a gemara from Sota, which obviously everyone remembers. V'mekeidah shel cheres. Like a cheapest, worst, least level of a cup. You can use anything to do your hands with. So Amar Rapapa said, that's a good proof. Why? Because the para duma by definition is all done outside the Beit HaMikdash. So you can't bring that as proof that you can do that at Mikdash. So the guy says, see, if that's the case, why do I need Kiddush in the first place if you're right? He says, "Kind of what a pnim." Because nonetheless, since the Shechit, the Paradumah, it's similar to it, we also have Kiddush in our red life. Okay, so we haven't really got any proof yet for whether you can go out or you can't go out. Okay, let's try to finish this in under 2 minutes. Ibayanayu, Tuma Mahu, Na Tuma. If a person becomes Tamei, right? Look at Rashi there. We understand at the moment the question is just like if your hands become Tamei. So Shetiul Likush Abraglaim, do you have to now do Kush Yadai Braglaim? But your hands became Tamei, they're still clean. For example, like we touch Pigu, okay? Would you have to do Kiddush again or not? So Imtim Siloma Yetzia Lo Pasla. If you're going to tell me now, listen, when you go out, you have to become Pasu. Why not the Gavra Chazi? Because he's not Tamei and he can come back in. Aval Hacha the Gavra Lo Chazi, but now he's Tamei and he knows that once he's gone out, he can't come back into the Beit HaMikdash, out going to the mikveh, etc. Asuche Meisach Dali, what the hell, I can touch anything now because my hands, anyway, I can't do Avoda. Then therefore maybe you would say that you do have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again if you become Tamei, because you know that if you go out, you can't come back and out going to the mikveh. Or Dilma, Kevan the Hadar Chazi, since he can easily just go to the mikveh and come back in, and his hands will still be clean. Daklei v'lo masach dali. He'll be very careful not to touch anything, and his hands will stay clean. Okay? That's the question. Taratoshma, let's see. We've got a brighter. Kidesh adav raglav. V'nitmu, if he did kiddush adav raglav, and he came tamei. We saw earlier on, matbilin v'ein tzarich lekadesh. He just got a mikveh. He doesn't do kiddush adav raglav, and there's your answer. So the Gemara says, nitmu adav lo mibay. We aren't asking about our hands. Kinibad, and our question here was, nitma kol gufo. A proper Tamei. This guy was a proper Tumei Doraita. Now what? Okay? Kol Gufo says, if it's Kol Gufo, then Tipu Glei, we can learn that from where? Kevin Debai Lemevad Harav Shemesh. Asucha Masech Dat, it's obvious. If a guy becomes Tamei, So what happens when he learns this now, right? He goes to the mikveh and then he waits for nightfall. He's got a long way to go. He's not going to wait and keep his hands nice and clean. He's going to say, what the hell? I can touch anything, right? So obviously then, that would be the case. So he says, no. Kagon de'itma samuch l'shkiyat chama. We're talking about a case where he goes, tamei, very close to l'shkiyat chama. So he could go to mikveh and very, in a few seconds or a few minutes, he would maybe then, what's the question? Let's end off over here. I think it's a good place to end.